All right, the other new business that was from last time that we didn't get to or wasn't completed, bid on fencing around ranch headquarters. Dale?
I didn't do any bid.
You asked for a bid.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get any information?
Taylor gave me some information here. And he said he'd do a drawing or something to know where this is. But here's a bid for $16,500. And I think we'd have to...
Is that American money, Taylor?
That's what he wants.
You know, that's material. I mean, what Dale was asked about is replacing these scales. So basically what we'd be doing is replacing these scale areas here. And then what we had done is figured in the materials to tie all these fences on the ranch headquarters in together. Pole, it'd be a pole fence, you know, from back around here.
Made of what?
House, in front right here.
How many feet is that? That's a lot of footage.
Yeah. This one right here was 1,200 and something feet around the, just on the garden cabin and the ranch house. I remember, I think I wrote it on
you
that.
So this would be three poles? Four poles high.
It'd be four poles, this back fence.
Four poles high.
And the front fence here would be three poles. This right here would be a two pole divider between the...
Are you talking about the kind of poles that Dan Ortolani put?
No.
Angled? What do you mean?
Launch pole.
There's like round poles, and then they're sandwiched between two cedar posts.
Well, for the trail part, there'd be two posts back to back.
You know, sandwiched so they're stronger.
Uh-huh. Then on the cow part of it, there'd be five poles. On the horse part, it'd just be four poles.
On the human part, there'd only be two.
Then there'd be, leave material for squeeze chutes and also for gates. I figured how many gates we needed.
We're both acquainted with a set of corrals up in Boulder, Utah. And they're there, they've been there, they're going to be there for the next 50 years. And they're good and serviceable. And do away with the... joke that we have out here.
And I said, I just threw in the measurements down here because to me, these fences around here are...
They're not going to last.
Well, the other day, the cow knocked this down.
Yeah.
He's trying to patch it up. There's nothing there to patch up. I mean, the boards are all rotten out. The posts are gone. So.
And that plastic stuff, it does not keep the cows out.
No.
When they move through it, just like butter.
But you need to call fences. That is for...
Oh, so does barbed wire.
Yeah, that's material.
Won't get mad either.
Would it be appropriate for you to do a little drawing to show where it is,
yeah,
and then at the same time give a labor?
Yes, I started drawing
he
out.
He had a drawing,
but it was confusing me. I need to dice it out a little bit and get my daughter to put it on her computer.
Is this something that we could work in levels of? Completion in terms of the ranch quarters, headquarters here, the area of the cows and the horses that you're talking about?
Yeah. The material, the poles, is cheaper, by the gross. The posts and stuff is no problem. We get them here locally, but the poles would be cheaper, in a large quantity rather than...
He's bidding the poles, not the ones you get up here on top of the Pontagon. The poles that come out of Wyoming, the lodge pole, because they hold up a lot there. The cattle don't, the horses don't eat them.
And then they
won't do this like the ones up here do, Right. We've all seen the corrals that sag really bad.
Drier they get, the harder they get.
The pine pole around here that
And I know on the last annual meeting we had, there were some suggestions of how we're going to do more for the ranch. Would we need special assessments? Would we need an increase in annual dues or whatever? And I don't know if that's something we should be very specific about on the agenda or as a board follow through, because it needs to be done. We kind of left it alone last year. We didn't increase anything. We didn't make any special assessments. But even when you consider special assessments at $100 per lot, you're not talking usually an amount that would cripple a person, but together, collectively, we could create some major differences here. And that's something that I think that Deer Springs Ranch should consider.
Go back a bit on this. Like, talk about this.
And then help pay for some of this stuff that is needed.
Yeah, we're, you know, talk about the corrals and their cattle and stuff. Right now we're utilizing, you know, Brent Robson's helping us out quite a bit. But see, we're getting a nice little herd of cows, and they're generating a nice income. But we have no, we can't even corral them out here. You know, it's a
that's probably the priority, even though we need to look to the expenses.